Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I saw a dude this weekend with a t-shirt on. He seemed like a decent guy, but I wouldn't wear the t-shirt. But he was a muscle dude. But his t-shirt said, the t-shirt said organ donor on it. I said, well, if he's an organ donor, that's a cool mm-hmm. t-shirt. No, it said orgasm donor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool guy.
Yeah. I'm not saying anything. If I see the guy again, he can kick anybody's ass. I said, man, I basically said, well, that's a wild shirt. He goes, I know. It works.
Right. He's going to make him feel okay.
Yeah. It's an orgasm donor, man.
Well, I'm sure it was
that
an
takes
adult.
Some balls to wear that, huh? No matter who you are. Well, I think it'd actually be funnier on a big, just a guy with a big gut.
Yeah.
Like some dude walking around with a big gut, orgasm donor. But this guy was ripped. You know, like bodybuilding ripped, you know?
And what did he decide not to wear?
I don't know. I didn't ask him that.
Right. Hopefully it was laundry day.
I was going to be nice to the guy because he seemed like a nice enough guy.
Well, you should have asked him.
It was just a crazy shirt.
You should have asked him if you could. Yeah,
no, that was his going out shirt. We were at a bar, man. We were at a bar.
I say, listen, you got an orgasm to spare? I sure could use one right about now.
Yeah.
You mind?
Yeah. I was trying to be nice.
Like, man, my who farted's dirty. Looks like it's orgasm donor tonight.
That always reminds me of that. I remember it distinctly in college in a class, a guy in front of me standing up to ask a question.
What do you wear?
And the back of his shirt said, F U U F and F.
Written out.
But it was all spelled out.
Man, that's crazy. And he picked it to wear to school that day.
Yeah.
College.
To a college class.
Well, it's freedom of speech on college campuses.
Yeah, and the guy that we know.
The high school wouldn't let you do that.
That wears t-shirts that we wouldn't wear in public is. Not in half-toed loop.
And he wears great ones. Yeah,
yeah. He wears some pretty harsh ones.
He might wear an orgasm donor shirt.
Sure.
He would wear that.
And technically, that class I was in was film appreciation, so it was barely a class.
Yeah, okay. I have to ask your mom if Luke ever wears that orgasm donor shirt around.
That's right. It's crumbled up on her floor.
You definitely got to hit him up next time you see him.
If he's wearing, I don't know if I'll shirt. See him again, but I did, yeah.
Oh, you'll see him again. He's the orgasm donor.
Hey, ladies.
He knows who he is. He didn't say it to me like he knew who I was, but somebody will probably tell him.
Oh, you talked to the donor.
Oh, he walked to the bathroom, and we wanted to see if it said organ donor. My buddy thought it said organ donor. We're sitting there with our wives, and he come back, and it said orgasm donor. I said, hey, come here, man. I go, that's a wild shirt. He goes, yeah. He goes, it works.
Really?
Yeah.
Now they're going to be flying off the shelves.
Well, if it works.
If it works, man. But you have to fulfill the promise.
Right.
You can't just go and sleep. You got to be it says you're advertising.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, that was supposed to be for you?
You read
you
the shirt wrong.
That was for you.
Yeah, the orgasm was for me.
Oh.
I'm donating it.
My donation's right there on this sheet.
I'm supposed to give you one?
Yeah.
That's not how this works.
No.
Today is National Say Something Nice Day.
Yeah.
No.
I think we did a few times this morning.
Oh, I think it was full.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, yeah.
Are you only going to say one thing? Not like all day?
Review the tape.
Your teeth are jacked up, you're poor. That, like that 7-year-old kid, he forgot to say something nice day.
We could have said something nice later in the day.
Right.
Yeah, we do have all day.
Yeah, I might say something nice later to somebody.
Yeah.
But I think if you check the tape, we've already said any number
couple
of
things.
Nice things.
I think we might have.
I can't imagine we've gone this long without saying something nice.
It's National French Fry Day.
Okay, I'm in.
Yep, yep. Like some fries.
Yep. Oh, that's definitely my Achilles heel. That's the best bad food I eat.
Is it French fries for you?
Absolutely.
Yep. All right.
The French claim they came up with the food in the 18th century, but some historical accounts say Belgians actually concocted the idea a century earlier.
That's why I call them freedom fries.
Whatever. We owe them all a debt of gratitude.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I learned a long time ago. Is they came from Belgium. But I read it.
Well, didn't spaghetti come from China?
I read it in some book.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
And then, of course, the Italians made it more famous.
Marco Polo ripped it off, brought it home.
Well, you would.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
Damn good.
Freaking spaghetti.
Yeah. It
rocks.
You're going to keep that to yourself.
Hell no.
Imagine fairly easy to make back in the day.
I think that was the one of those facts that we got wrong all those years, that it was China that had spaghetti first? Because obviously we got the Belgian fries wrong.
Yeah. Well, they speak French in Belgium.
That's true.
Maybe that's where the confusion lies.
That might have been it.
Okay, the final paragraph from our fetish guy. If you missed it earlier, Nick, early in the show, we got a guy, long email from a guy who met up with a dominatrix.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
Then fell in love.
Right. Got beat up a little bit, but ended up falling in love with her.
Same old story. Man meets Dom, gets his ass kicked, and falls in love. And
tale as old as time.
All the time. Yeah.
They move in together.
And they had a thing called aftercare. That means you got beat up so bad, there's bandages and Neosporin coming out.
They're plugging your puncture wounds.
So he moves in. He helps her with her business. You know, because she works the dungeon. And
so he's still her bitch.
Yeah, he takes a video. Well, more like a partner.
Obviously.
Not a bitch, more like a partner.
A partner in a gimp mask.
Yeah. And this cautionary tale here. You guys sometimes talk about women selling their underwear and such online. People would buy her socks, but her feet didn't stink. So I'd wear them while mowing the yard, and they would buy those thinking they are hers.
Oh, no.
Never trust the internet.
Well, the guy's a stinky socks, man.
You would be disappointed if you ordered some panties or some socks from a woman online, and there was no odor to it.
That's what you're looking for. If you're looking for that, that's what you're looking for.
Absolutely.
If all these kinks, you know, and they do exist, obviously, if nobody gets hurt, I got no problem, whatever you're into. I just feel lucky I don't have any of these kinks, you know? I mean, the hardcore ones. The guy that, he said earlier, a lawyer gives her $300 to rub her feet while she sits there and just has lunch with her boyfriend or husband there. So he just hit the bomb and they ignore him.
What?
Yeah.
Well, the weird one to me.
I know.
Ignoring him would be the hardest part.
That would be the hardest part. You know, there's a dude rubbing your feet right now. I can do this. I can't ignore this.
The weird one to me is the financial.
$300
domination. And I've read about this before.
Yeah, that's surprising.
Guys will get on websites
and
just throw chicks money with nothing. They get nothing in return. They don't get laid, nothing.
Do they get a boob shot on camera?
Maybe. It depends upon the arrangement, but mostly they spend that guy's money and humiliate him.
Yeah, a guy getting spanked with a gimp mask makes more sense than that.
Right,
yeah.
You're getting some out of it.
You're getting some physical thing going on.
Yeah, I don't understand the financial domination at all.
No,
do they think they're going to own them after a little while?
No, I don't.
That they owe them? I don't think so.
No.
I think they have too much money, and they just throw it around.
I feel like I'm financially dominated by my bills a lot of the time, but I'm not aroused by it.
I hope not. Ooh, that's a bill I can't pay. I'm getting I'm chubbing up.
You get no thrill? So
there's another shutoff.
Right.
Ooh, baby.
Oh,
throwing the power company money?
Yeah.
Yeah. You get a late notice.
Does it make you feel powerful?
Late notice, and then what do you do, Todd? If you get a late notice, give me your sound effect.
Which one?
Orgasm.
Oh.
Which one? You got two. That one and a Jetsons. The Jetsons car.
Was it going to be the Jetsons?
It's not the Jetsons car. You got two sound effects.
Yeah, I guess my mind.
Oh, no. You got three. You got three.
Paying a bill.
The masturbating sound
effect. Yeah.
Your cheek.
Yeah.
You got three.
You can do that when you pay your power bill.
That's true, too. Yeah. Or not pay it. I think the shutoff notice is the ultimate, right?
The bank is. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Or when you get foreclosed on.
Honey, we're leaving the house, but I'm having a great orgasm.
Which is to say an orgasm.
I hate the power company here because you have to, like, to get on the even payment plan, you have to, like, not have anything past the actual due date. Not even, like, be late. It's just everything's got to be lined up perfectly.
But
the bill fluctuates so much.
I know.
They're like, oh, you know, this is pretty messed up. But it's going to have, you have to navigate this before we'll make it easier for you. Thank you.
So they run a thorough credit check on you first?
No, I think it's just a history with the power company. Right. I called once years ago, and I was like, oof, like, screw you guys. Yeah. I guess I'll just be surprised every month.
Did you say, talk to me about my bill on the phone? Oh, please talk to me about my bill.
So looking into aftercare.
Yeah.
On the BDSM.
Yeah. Bandages.
Well, it just depends on what's going on. Here's the thing. When you're, according to Lovance.com, when you're playing around in BDSM, there's often spikes of endorphins and adrenaline.
Of course there is.
Especially if you're doing something intense. When you crash from this natural high, there's a chance of a drop. This can include feeling irritable or you can't calm down, feeling guilty, worthless, helpless, tired, lazy, hopeless, pessimistic, sad, anxious, empty, problems with your appetite, sleep cycle.
Injured.
That sort of thing.
I feel like you're just describing my mood throughout the day. I didn't even get beat by a dominatrix.
Yeah, the only thing I don't have there is loss of appetite. I mean, I have all the rest. I definitely have all the rest.
I could use some loss of appetite.
So could I.
They say these feelings can show up right after a scene or anywhere from 24 to 72 hours after, depending on the intensity of the scene and the personality.
I don't know if you heard another one, Nick, earlier. The guy said he also, just another guy, some pilot for an airline likes to be kicked in the nuts by this woman.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about that, too. Yeah. That's almost as surprising as the financial thing.
Yeah. I'd rather throw money at somebody than have him kick me in the nuts.
I wonder if that's a pilot guy we know.
No, there was a name there. It's not him.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
No, he seems like he could be that guy.
Walk, bitches, but first, kick me in the balls real hard.
I hope he's here.
I hope he's listening.
He does fly all over the country. Maybe he gets kicked in the nuts in every city he's in.
Well, and then getting kicked in the nuts, is that something that would ever, like, if you work in a kitchen or whatever, you build up calluses on your fingers. No, would you build up a callus or a tolerance to that?
Apparently builds it up, but I would think that you could only build, I mean, you got your nuts hanging there, and we all know the little chap on those things can hurt like hell. Every guy.
Yeah.
Every guy knows that, but you would think there might be some actual true injury. You might get used to it, but a true injury, like a exploding nut.
Mm-hmm. Or you wouldn't have kids?
Leading up to
the kid part, yeah.
You know, when before he went to professionals in college, he would like to write papers for women, and in exchange for him doing the homework, kick me in the nuts.
Wow.
And he said after a while, he grew so tolerant of it that no college kid could kick him in the nuts hard enough.
So he did build up a tolerance.
He had to go to a professional.
Yeah. I was hanging out with a girl
who would kick him properly.
When I was in college, I was hanging
When's
out with
the
girl.
Last time you've been kicked properly?
I was hanging out with a girl in college who used to type my papers I couldn't type, and she was cool. But I never had to kick her anywhere. And I think that'd have been weird.
Wait, she wrote for you?
I wrote it in longhand, but I had to hand it in typed, and I couldn't type.
Oh.
So she would type the paper.
She was doing you
We were kind of hanging out. We were kind of dating.
You just had to punch your left breast real hard?
We were kind of dating.
How did she read your handwriting?
Good point.
Good God, I've seen it. It's nothing.
It's been a while.
You must have cared what you were writing down back then.
Yeah, she had to read it to type it, so I had to do something.
Well, guys from our era, I don't know if yours is like this.
I just kicked her in the ass. I would just kick her in the ass.
But my handwriting.
No, she kicked me in the nuts.
It's about half printing, half cursive.
His is barely legible.
Now it is, Push. Yeah,
you could look at mine.
I get bored writing, so I just kind of.
No, I can read your handwriting, Todd. His is.
If I'm paying bills or writing things out, you can read it. But even then, I get bored.
Good, because there's times I can't read my own handwriting. Yeah, you might have to help me.
I can't read my
notes. That happens to me sometimes, too. It's frustrating.
Yeah.
What did I write there?
Well, I got notes every morning. I can't read them. You know?
And sometimes you'll figure it out and it'll say like douche or something. Yeah, like, oh, great.
What?
That's why I've been trying to decipher this.
Oh, I did need to do that.
That's just weird, man. I'm glad I don't have that fetish being when it kicked in the nuts. I think that could cause permanent damage. That's what I'm thinking, you know.
Sounds like it did. If he couldn't get through, by the time he got through college,
yeah,
he was beyond anybody there. I think that's got to be permanent damage.
And that would get around college. He'll do your homework for you, but you got to kick him in the nuts.
Well, maybe it's like our buddy, the MMA fighter, Houston Alexander, used to roll logs over his shins so he could withstand a kicking in the shin.
Yes,
he
could. But
so,
that,
yeah. Maybe this guy's rolling logs over his nuts in the meantime, in between kickings.
Well, there's already a log laying over the nuts.
Well, go find the female soccer team or something, you know, if you need somebody who can kick a little harder.
I don't think I could actually kick somebody unless it was a self-defense thing. If somebody said, do this to me, I don't think I could do it.
There's a couple people I wouldn't mind.
You think you could find a female soccer player who's angry enough with men to really give them a good kick in the nuts?
All of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All of them. Absolutely.
I think so, too.
Mention their pay.
Right. You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Man. Couldn't you just say the wrong thing at the bar to somebody and get kicked in the balls?
Yeah,
I guess you'd just have to hope for that. If you wanted, you wouldn't.
This guy wants women to do it, though.
Yeah.
At least he's normal.
Well, normally, right. That's a pretty weak move for a dude to kick you in the nuts in a bar.
Well, $100 is $100, man.
True. Yeah.
Seems he wants a consensual.
You need a second job coming up here, Nick. Once you need another job. I'm also kicking nuts for $100.
The nuts? You like kicking guys in the nuts? Let's get together.
Oh, a lot of guys are grabbing themselves.
You got the shoes. I got the nuts.
Let's make lots of money.
That wouldn't be a bad job.
I hate that commercial, but not. I like it now better now because of that. You got the shoes. I got the nuts. Let's make lots of money. Every time you hear that the rest of the day, guys, if you're listening, you're going to sing that. I know I am.
All right.
And your wife's going to look at you that. Why are you singing that?
Our pilot buddy checked in. He said it's not him. he likes them touched.
Sure?
He likes them touched lovingly.
I'm sure he does.
Caressed.
Yeah. I'm not buying it. I think he protests too much.
He's a Pirate fan also, so watching a Pirates play is like getting kicked in the nuts.
Yeah,
anyway.
So he is into pain.
Basically, right.
Yeah. That wouldn't be a bad job. You could just line these dudes up, do pow, pow, pow. Like, all right, let's go to lunch.
Right. Oh, you're not hungry? Oh, yeah, that's right. You just got kicked in the nuts.
Good game.
It kind of goes in your stomach then. You're probably not that hungry.
Yeah, it does.
Right. Ah, man. Crazy, man.
It's got to suck to realize that's something you're into.
That's what I'm thinking. That and the stinky sock one, that's just nasty, man.
Well, that's just the purchasing of items of clothing.
Yeah, but there's certain things
you can do all over the internet.
Yeah, I mean, panties are different. I mean, panties could smell okay.
I get that.
But I totally get that. and I could tell, if the guy couldn't wear the panties walking around, the guy who bought them would know it's a woman's panties or a dude's panties.
Yeah, but I think it's worn it.
But the socks, feet are feet, so it could have been anybody's feet.
But he's got to be pretty clean mowing the lawn, so they didn't have like the little green stains on the side of
them. Yeah, I know. And the guy pays for the socks? But her feet don't, okay.
I don't know, my feet sweat a lot. I'm starting to see maybe there's a stream of revenue here to be had.
Nick will kick you in the nuts, Puss will, you know, sell you his socks.
I'll sell you my sweaty socks.
Yeah, I don't get the socks part. Don't you want something a little more intimate?
Yeah, I understand panties, totally.
Raw panties.
You know?
Well, if there's a dude, if you're into feet and you know that like, feet were in there.
Yeah.
Something you want to tell us, Nick?
Yeah.
I could see. You're right. The foot fetish. A lot of guys have the foot fetish.
The sock thing makes more sense to me than getting kicked in the balls.
Oh, yeah. Everything makes more sense get kicked in the balls.
Yeah.
Everything.
No. I had a woman.
Handcuffed, spanked, all that makes a hell of a lot more sense and getting kicked in the balls.
It was in college. Woman wanted her feet worshipped, so, you know, I complied. I obliged. Wasn't that difficult.
What'd you do? Suck her toes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's different. That's sex. Right. That's sex.
That was a means to an end that's at that sex. Point.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
She cleaned her feet before you started sucking those toes?
I didn't care. Yeah. I don't know.
What did I talk about? We do more with a woman we don't think yeah. care about clean either.
Was this an ongoing thing or just a one night?
No, one nighter thing.
Yeah.
All right.
One night, you can make an exception.
All right.
If it's an ongoing thing, you might have to reevaluate.
I would have liked to have gone back, but I think she had other ideas.
Yep.
Your foot worship was not that good, apparently.
Probably
not.
Suck good enough.
Probably not.
Which is surprising.
Well, it was probably like other things. It was probably about like enthusiasm.
Right. Yep. Yeah, you're probably like a lollipop.
Right. She could tell it was a means to an end.
Right. She sensed that all I wanted to do was bang her.
Yeah.
Yeah, every 2 minutes. Okay, is that enough?
You're weird, Todd, wanting to bang her. Just suck my toes for an hour and get out of here.
That stuck to the tape.
Damn it. Emphatically, I said that too, right?
You did. Yeah, totally you meant it.
I did mean it.
Yeah, it was all clean.
Get out of here. She had other ideas. Like not having sex with you again was her other idea. I like how you said it so kindly. But she had other ideas. Like, I'm not going to bang that guy again. Every toe, up and down the foot, I'm fine with that, by the way.
Oh,
she's into it. But
I don't remember the details.
Okay. All right.
And you just stole her socks and got out of there?
I'm not a socks dealer. I don't do that.
Puss, are any of your socks missing on your broke back golf trip?
Now that you mention it.
But you got some big ass socks, I'm sure.
And they were sweaty, man. And they were sweaty.
All right.
$20 a pair. Get a hold of me.
Puss.
I'm serious. If there's money to be made, I'm in for it.
At that live event we're going to do, we'll talk about it when we get back, actually, a live event again. But we should sell your dirty socks.
Right.
And you can kick Nick in the nuts for $20.
Oh, it goes, no, the other way.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Nick will kick you
I'm
in the nuts.
Doing the kicking, yeah.
All right. Jim's going to say no and no. But there will be burgers there.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.